Thursday, March 4, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon Derehove. Making headlines today. South Africa's largest steel producer, ArcelorMittal South Africa, announced on Wednesday that a dispute resolution process had been initiated in an attempt to resolve a matter between it and Kumba Iron Ore. The matter relates to a cost plus 3% supply deal, which the iron ore miner cancelled as from March 1, 2010. The JSE-listed steel group indicated that the dispute would be handled in accordance with the provisions of the supply agreement, which included arbitration. It announced that it had agreed with the JSE to lift the halt in the trade of its shares with immediate effect. ArcelorMittal South Africa said in a statement that it had considered assertions made by Sishen Iron Ore Company relating to its mineral rights at the Sishen mine, but that it remained of the firm opinion that the long-term supply agreement remained valid and binding, and that it would take all steps necessary to protect its shareholders in this regard. Australian iron ore developer Gundalbi Metals will start port and rail infrastructure upgrades for its Carrara iron ore project in Western Australia in the March quarter. Optimization studies at the Geraldton port have continued in conjunction with authorities to assess the optimum configuration of the port to accommodate the Carrara mine's production prior to the transition to the planned Okajie deepwater port. Gundalbi and Chinese joint venture partner Ansteel would produce 10 million tonnes a year from the Carrara mine. Also making headlines, South Africa's Trade and Industry Minister Rob Davies says mine nationalisation is unlikely in the near future. Contract miner Redpath Mining dismisses striking Smoky Hill workers. Merger and acquisition activity in the mining sector could gain pace this year. And Argentina seeks Russian investment in the mining sector. And that's a roundup of news making headlines today.